Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Except it's Sunday, not Saturday. Yeah, I know, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is late this week. I didn't feel like doing it yesterday. I just wasn't in the mood. And you don't want to hear a podcast where someone's not in the mood for it. But this week, the topic is peace, and we got quite a few stories. So what I'm going to do is get these playing in order that I received them. And the first one is from Steven the Nuclear Man. So let's hear what he's got.
Before, there was screaming. The screams were in my head. It was all too much. Keeping up the house, having the newest car, the stupid forms of work, her marathon shopping sprees, the kids deciding their new hobby was too boring after we'd rearranged our schedules. Working 12-hour days to pay for it all. Even the dog growled at me. Then the bum bit me. 12 hours later, and I'm infected like him. It's simple now. I hunger for human flesh, and I kill, and I eat. The screams are outside my head now, but my mind is at peace.
Oh, good. I was hoping for a zombie story this week, and that's my idea of peace. Thank you, Steve. By the way, the show notes, text of the stories, I'm not sure I'm going to post a poll this week. I want to try something different. Just playing the stories. And if you want the poll back, put something in the show notes saying, hey, where's the poll? I want to see, you know, do you want the poll? Do you not want the poll? You know, is it more of just showcasing folks' work or some silly competition or I don't know. I've been doing that for, well, I guess 183 weeks. Let's see. And if you insist, you know, hey, this was a good one. Hey, this one, you know, you could have done this. Put them in the show notes. Just pointing and clicking. I know it's been easy to do that. I don't know. Let's see how it works. Next up is Linda, and she's going a little crazy as it normally a little off center. So let's hear her story this week.
Hey everyone, it's Linda. Dipping into the Miley Cyrus songbook. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry I even know about the Miley Cyrus songbook, but it happens when you have a radio strapped perpetually to your head. This week's theme was peace? Peace. Or is that peas? No, peace. Something I'm... well, took me a while to find. Enjoy. I was told I might die. Might. Everybody dies. What's the big deal? Not everyone finds peace. That thought scared me all the way to this mountain. 40 minutes into the climb, my muscles hurt so bad I believed everyone who told me I couldn't do this. And I wanted to hate them, but I was too busy. After my lungs stopped burning, I started to feel hungry. Eventually that passed, too. When I reached the top, an old man greeted me. What took you so long? Too tired to do anything but laugh, we sat watching the sunset.
Thank you, Linda. Next up, we have two from Jeffrey Height of Great Heights. Great Heights is wrapping up its month-long October. Hey, we're just doing one theme, but it's a really long one. I've tried to write on it, but I'm just not really good at creation myths. I'm more of a destruction kind of person. Ooh, can I do a destruction myth?
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100 word story entry. This is week number 183 for the topic of peace. So, someone asked me to review the new microphone I got, so I will have to ask you guys to actually review it since you're the ones listening to it. Tell me what you think, would you? Alright, so I call this one Peace. At the end of World War I, it was thought that peace, for at least a lifetime, was inevitable. There was no way that anyone would want to fight a war again after such carnage and destruction of the First World War. And so it was named the War to End All Wars. Then the Great Depression happened, and countries struggled to make ends meet. When you have 10 starving people in a room, and there's only 6 sandwiches, there's gonna be a fight over them. And so we have World War II. They should have read history. That was Peace by Jeffrey Haidt. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to come out to Great Heights and take a look at the month-long prompt that we have going on for creation. You have an entire month, all of October. Well, you have less than that now, to get me up to 10,000 words about creation of some sort. And there's going to be prizes involved. So, you've got nothing to lose. Try a little creation. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for promoting it last week. And, until next time.
Jeff, it sounds really, really clear. I'm very impressed by it. By the way, here's your next story.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 183 with the topic of peace. This is my second entry, so I won't repeat everything that I did in the first entry. I call this one Peace Be With You. You know what it's supposed to be like in church. Everyone is quiet, listening to the preacher, praying. And if you're old enough to remember the days before the Mass was even in English, you probably say the rosary instead of listening. But if you have little kids with you, it's a totally different experience. You spend time getting them to be quiet, not playing with the kneelers, not chewing on the books, and not making paper airplanes out of the bulletin. When the sign of the peace comes, it means something totally different to you. Peace and quiet be with you. This has been Peace and Quiet by Jeffrey Haidt. I hope you enjoyed it, and until next time.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Okay, folks, remember, if you do come up with more than one story, that's okay. Send them in. I'll play them. I'm not going to flip a coin or anything. And this week, since there's not... I don't want to do a poll. I was going to do it. It's not that I'm lazy. I mean, all I have to do is just go into poll host and just copy-paste. But I just... Let's see how this week rolls. And if you don't like it, let me know, and I'll put it back up or something. Or maybe someone will rebel and post their own poll and say, go here and vote, since he's trying to curtail your right to vote, being a dictator and all. I don't know. Anima has returned. She's been up in the frozen north for so long that, well, you'll find out.
Hello there. Ari Gaffer here. Anima's submission this week is performed by First Yuk. First Yuk is the very first human being that Raven encountered on the beach in Yupik creation myths.
I have seen many spectacular things. With my favored nephew, these thoughts I share. There are two things required of a friend. The ability to laugh, and the ability to laugh at oneself. There are four thoughts that oft occupy the mind, only three that I will share. An ice-cold drink after mowing the lawn, the commitment to reach the summit, and a tender kiss. That is enough. And there are three things that man says that are not taken seriously. I come in peace. Do you want a piece of me? And man, I really have to piss.
Thank you, Ari Gaffer. Obviously, Anima is tied up and stuffed in your basement. I'll make arrangements for the ransom. Next up is Justin Lowmaster, a.k.a. Space Turtle.
I can't believe I forgot last week. Talk about crushed. Ugh. 74 weeks in a row, and on the 75th, I forget. Retarded. I don't know, it was a weird week. I didn't work Monday or Tuesday. Felt like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We took like 3 weeks. Well, anyways, I got a story this week. Yeah. I had open mic earlier today, except only one person showed up, so we didn't have open mic. Tired. Been another long week spent 2 days in the waiting room at the dentist while my wife got her teeth cleaned and whatnot. But, it's good to get that done. So, glad I have insurance because it wasn't that bad. So, I'm getting attacked by my child. I'm gonna stop this, then, record my story. I have no idea how Major Rix got his rank, because he's a complete moron. Dangerously so. He won't allow our sniper to relocate to counter the enemy sniper. I've lost 5 men because of this. The only sense I've ever seen in him is that he removed his rank insignias so the sniper won't know who he is the few times he's in the open. Here he comes now, crouched, scowling like always. I tell him my thoughts of him. He stands red-faced. I also stand, then salute. His scowling face explodes. Rest in peace, Major Rix.
Thank you, Justin. And a note on almost making 75 weeks. It's okay. It's all right. It's good to take a break every now and then. You've had a full week. Rest up. As for the open mic thing, sometimes it works, sometimes it brings people in, sometimes it doesn't. You just tell folks, hey, we're going to make the theme this week. Do you have any stories on that? If you leave it completely open and free range, the sheep will roam out of bounds and go wherever they go, and you have to hunt them down. But if you give them some kind of thing to build on or something to gather around or rally around, that gives them a reason to come up with something. I don't know, just a suggestion. You know, kind of figuring that this thing has been going 183 weeks with topics. Some folks try and some folks don't, and some folks take a break and a few come back and it's okay. I don't worry. If I were to like look at, you know, the topics and then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nobody writes in. Do I panic? No. Because they're taking all week to think it over. And Thursday, a few come in, and then Friday, a bunch roll in real late. And that's all right, because there is no late. I mean, folks could have taken an extra day to do this. And that's another thing I wanted to ask people. Should I do these on Saturday or Sunday and change the deadlines around? What's your take on it? What's your thought? You know, give yourself the entire week to think about it, and then Saturday to record it, because it's a weekend, and then Sunday is when this comes out? because you already listened to it Monday. Whatever. I mean, I can change. I can change this around. You know, we've been doing it for so long. Let's think about it. Next up is Jay Radimus. He has returned. And by the way, here's a warning about this story. It involves pasta.
Hello, everyone. This is Jay Radimus with a brand new microphone, recording for weekly challenge number 183 with the prompt of peace. My story is entitled An Uneasy Peace.
The war began instantly. The fighting had been intense, the losses devastating. Across the battlefield, amongst the mangled weaponry and war machines, lay the bloody, dismembered corpses of the lucky, the maimed, moaning bodies of the unlucky, and the scattered pieces of the rest. The aggressor was merciless. He ordered maneuvers without regard for his own casualties, only how much it would destroy his enemy. It was a carnal bloodlust. Suddenly, the commander instantly ceased his rampage with as little warning as he had begun.
Matthew, dinner! The young warlord's father called.
Yes, spaghetti!
This peace would only be temporary.
Well, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thank you, Jay Radimus. Ask for him by name. Next up, remember Basri, who was here a few weeks ago? She's back. That's right. Let's hear what she's got.
Shanti. She likes the sound of it, but hesitates still. She knows her baby's coming. His head is lower, protruding into her pelvic bone and causing discomfort. Still she hesitates. She turns her thought many times over inside her head, like choosing a pumpkin. But as soon as her decision was made, she again put it back, again indecisive. She loves the name Shanti, Sanskrit for peace. But a name defines, insists. Shanti weighs almost a burden. She vacillates until the delivery. Now, as she caresses Shanti's thin toes, she no longer fears, for tiny Shanti needs her protection.
Ah, children. Thank you, Basri. Speaking of children, the kitten has decided... We have one of those little ball and track things in this room and the other room, the living room. And every now and then, she just gets so obsessed with it and leaps and knocks it around. I should make a movie of it, but that would ruin it because I would point the camera at her. She'd just stare up and be like, what? Huh? What are you doing? There she goes again. By the way, that's her sound. Whenever I do that, she cannot resist and has to look up at me. And yet, she does not still meow. She's never going to meow. She's never going to be a meowy cat. You know, she shrieks when she's playing with Bruin, and Bruin gets a little too rough. And she will do some whines if she can't get outside and she really, really, really wants to go because she sees the other cats out there. But she got her little operation this week, so she's not getting out there. And her tummy's a little puffed up. It's not an infection. It's just things sliding around. So she's... But her little tummy is all bare with a little dissolvable stitch sticking out. Poor little girl. And she's making a lot of noise. All right. So no kittens for her. No creation story from Basri about kittens for Mist. Here's Corey. Corey has returned with this story.
This was inspired by the two blind squirrels. This is Zach, man. Brad ran fast. Brad was terrified. Brad was being chased by big birds with snake-like heads. They wanted to eat him. He grabbed an axe and chopped through a bird's snake-like neck. Two heads grew back. Brad remembered that his neighbor from the UK said he always kept a torch in his workshop. It worked for Hercules, Brad thought, but only found a flashlight. Luckily, Brad soon found the snake-like birds did not like the light from the LED bulbs in their eyes. The snake birds returned to their spaceship. Although Brad feared someday they might return, for now he had peace.
Did I say Corey? I meant to say Zachman. Yeah, that's the ticket that shows how organized I am this week. Yeah, that was by Zachman. That's what I said before, even though I don't feel like editing. Yeah, that's the ticket. Thank you, Zachman. If you'd see the look on my face, it's one of oops. Speaking of oops, when I recited the 50 states just now, I left one out, and it was such a mistake. That's right. I said Dakota, and I was thinking of South Dakota, but I should have been also thinking about North Dakota, the most powerful and important of our 50 states. Let's let TJ tell you all about it. And it's fine. Fine writing and arts programs.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is Erie. A hole in the ice is an eerie, uneasy peace. Silence echoes from distant hills, and a vast new acoustic takes hold, at once outlandish, yet familiar to North Country denizens. Is it evidence of an ice fisherman since headed on homeward with a string full of supper, or something more sinister? A brave, yet foolhardy early season lake walker. One less snowmobiler. A seaplane landing that ended badly. Is it mere open water, a lake not yet frozen over? Vital clues remain hidden by the freshly fallen snow. Namely, how many tracks lead there and back?
Ice? Ice and snow in winter outside? I've never heard of these things. Me? I look around and I see occasional rain. Maybe it's a little colder than normal, but not freezing. I hear of these things, but I just never see them. They scare me. Maybe that's what my eerie is all about. Excuse me a second. That's right. I'm still not completely over that cough. I know I'm getting old. What do you want? I got a cat clawing my butt. Missed. Lay off the back 50. All right. Next up is Norval Joe. I know, you've been waiting for the harmonica all week. You've been good. So here's the harmonica from Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 183, with a prompt of peace. I don't feel very well, and someone's been messing with my equipment, so I hope this comes out okay. I'm just going to go with it. This is a little mini glimpse from the story I've worked on a lot called The Price of Friendship. You expect me to believe that you want peace? Amy spat at the old man. Derek walked around the chair where she sat and stood in front of her. You can believe it or stay locked in this room, he said. Dominic Laurentel smiled over his grandson's shoulder. Enough of that. There is more than your personal comfort at stake here. There are many who seek freedom. She struggled in her bonds. Freedom from you, she glared. With domination will come peace, he said, and turned his back on her. That is more freedom than most have enjoyed for many years. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. It came through brilliantly, although not as brilliantly as, you know, the new microphone that Jeffrey has. Man, that's a clear microphone. The last story of the regulars is by Guy David. And I say last story because he says, he's going to be moving on. That's right. The last story in 100 Word Stories by the man who does the music at the beginning and the ending. His candle is burned out long before the legend ever did. The time in Israel is Guy David O'Clock.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 183. I'm Guy's computer and I'm taking over. The topic for this week's challenge is peace, and this is Guy's last entry. I decided to take over Guy's life. I'm keeping him in the tube for now so he won't be able to be in this podcast anymore. Anyway, here is his story. Enjoy. Father Peace stood at the seaside mourning. My children, why have you forsaken me? He whispered. An old sea captain swaggered to him and offers him a drink. At my time, I have seen many treasures, he said, but the biggest treasure of all was friendship. I have seen much cruelty and misdeeds, but human nature always comes up on the right side at the end. Don't weep for your children, Father Peace, for peace is what they seek, and peace is what they would find. With that, the sea captain went back to sea, looking for Father Time.
Sail on, my friend. The last story this week is by none other than Planet Z. Somewhere out there in space. I'm not too sure. Okay, so I know where he is in space. All I gotta do, there's a return address on this envelope. I mean, they're served by the post office. Why do you think they're losing so much money? Daily deliveries of mail to Planet Z. It's just crazy. Why do they do that?
When I was young, the preacher said you won't find peace in a saloon, a bottle of pills and packs of cigarettes at the end of a needle, between a woman's legs, or all the filth Hollywood smears on the screen. So, I drank, I popped pills, I smoked, I shot up heroin, I fucked every woman from Los Angeles to Boston and back again. The preacher, he shouted and yelled and thumped his Bible and stayed up nights writing sermons until the day he died. Never a moment of peace. Me, I've had a good ride. No regrets at all.
And that's it for weekly challenge number 183, peace. I want to thank everybody who sent their stories in, everyone who's listening out there in podcast land, and everybody who's looking at next week's weekly challenge, the topic being Halloween. It's a Halloween special, and hand things over to Dracula Midget or Count Midget Yula or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it to a zombie. And all you'll hear in between stories are brains, brains. Maybe that should be the topic. Brains. Well, we've already done zombies and brains. We've also already done Halloween. I mean, you do this podcasting stuff long enough and you get the same topics over and over, but that's okay. There's more than one story you can write on a topic. I don't know. Anyway. Go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap for the text of the stories. I'm not going to put a poll up this week. You know, put your comments in. Say your thoughts. Tell Jeffrey how good his mic sounds. But, yeah, there you go. Say something. Don't just click. And I know, oh no, the vote's not anonymous. What if I post something and say that somebody's story was good, but I didn't say who else's stories were good and they're hurt and they get angry? Well, screw drama. If you get all dramatic about it, you know, just grow a pair. A pair of what? I don't know. A pair of lemon trees. You know, just, it's cool. Anyway, the links are in the show notes. Well, last week's show notes. Whoever sent a story, the links are there. And they're in the sidebar, too. I just want to test something. I want to try something. And I'm giving full credit to everyone. Hey, you know, I've already said who you are. If you shamelessly plug your own site within your audio, good for you. You know, that was smart. And, yeah, shameless plugging, that's what it's all about. So include that in your next story, in your Halloween story. This is a Halloween story from Justin Lowmaster, Chivalry Bean, Space Turtle, at thespaceturtle.com. You know, do it just like that. Except not in that voice. Do it in your voice. Or a silly accent. I'm rambling again. That's it. See y'all next week. Until then, remember, Halloween. Don't eat all the candy at once. Wait a day, then eat it all. Cheers. And, oh, yeah, keep it brief. Closing.